Africa's strictest lockdown begins to ease. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. South Africa is relaxing some of its COVID-19 restrictions today. The country has confirmed nearly 5,700 cases of the virus, but only around 100 deaths. Still, it's had a devastating impact. The loss of jobs and income have caused many on the poverty line to make a stark choice between risking infection and feeding their families.
This is not animals. This is hungry people. These people are looking just for food. Then we can rather die of coronavirus than to die in our homes of hunger.
Well, from Johannesburg, the BBC's Nomsa Maseko explains how looser restrictions might help ease the economic suffering.
Just over 1 million people are now going to be allowed to go back to work. And it's basically to also try and revive the economy that literally stood still for the first month of the lockdown. And that means that more people are going to be going out for work. They are going to be able to fend for themselves. They're also going to be earning money to buy food for their families, because those were the issues that people were struggling with. Hopefully, the economy will try and find its feet as well.
Alcohol sales have been banned under these lockdown restrictions the past few weeks. The government has said that's helped keep the death rate low.
Indeed, because having spoken to doctors who work in trauma centers in these hospitals, they've actually said that because there has not been access to alcohol, the rate of people who come in injured, having had accidents or having been injured in a fight, has really gone down. And the reason why the government is saying that they had to ban the sale of alcohol is to make sure that trauma centers in hospitals are clear.
Still, people are finding creative ways around that alcohol ban, aren't they? It all has to do with skyrocketing pineapple sales.
Indeed. You know, having actually gone to a local supermarket just yesterday, just to go and buy some essentials, as soon as I walked in, there was literally pineapple at the front, and with brown sugar, without giving away all the ingredients, of course, of how to make traditional beer. But there has been an increase in pineapple sales.
Never underestimate the creativity of people under lockdown. The BBC's Nomsa Maseko in Johannesburg. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, a quick check of financial markets now. We'll start with oil prices. West Texas Intermediate is down 2% to $18.43 a barrel. International Brent crude is down 1.8%. Alongside U.S. stock futures, London's FTSE 100 and Japan's Nikkei are down 2% today. Stock markets in China, Hong Kong, South Korea, and much of Europe are closed for the May Day holiday today. On this day, countries honor workers' rights. This year, though, it's a mix of celebration and protest. We'll take you around the world to explain why. Our first stop is Beijing with the BBC's Stephen McDonnell.
Every day, more cars are appearing on the roads of the Chinese capital, and residents are now starting to see a phenomenon they've not experienced for over 3 months. Traffic jams. China's transport ministry is expecting 117 million trips over this May Day long weekend. However, this would still be only a third of a normal year's movements during this holiday break. Concerns remain about the safety of long-distance travel. Here in Beijing, you don't need to wear a mask outdoors, and quarantine is no longer required for most domestic passengers arriving in the city. To France next, where they're also marking the traditional International Workers' Day.
BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris here, where normally we'd be seeing several demonstrations to mark La Fête du Travail, marched by the far-right National Front to a statue of Joan of Arc by the Louvre. Today, none of that. The only workers' demonstrations in France this year will be virtual and symbolic. Online videos, banners from balconies, and in some neighbourhoods, the banging of pots at midday. Let's hear about Cuba next with the BBC's Will Grant.
There has only been a handful of times since the Cuban Revolution swept to power in early 1959 that the island's Workers' Day parade has been cancelled. Normally, the colourful event involves a huge march by tens of thousands of workers, from teachers and doctors to firefighters and athletes. President Miguel Díaz-Canel suggested Cubans hold alternative events, from hanging the national flag from their homes to a form of virtual parade. The chances are, however, most people will simply skip marking the occasion this year, concentrating instead on keeping their families safe amid the COVID-19 pandemic and finding enough food during lockdown. Now let's find out what's happening at sea on International Workers' Day.
Thanks, Will. And, well, slightly confusingly, it's another Will. Now, Will Bain here with a roundup from the high seas. And the shipping and transport workers are being asked to sound their horns if they're in port at midday local time today. It's a sign of solidarity with the 150,000 seafarers currently stuck at sea. Coronavirus restrictions in various countries mean crew changes have currently stopped. The International Chamber of Shipping is warning this puts the safety and mental well-being of workers at risk, at a time when crews are playing a crucial role, keeping key supplies of food, fuel, goods and vital medical supplies moving. I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
Well, finally, some restaurants have tentatively started reopening here in the UK, most of them only doing to-go orders. One popular bakery chain, Greggs, announced plans on Monday to open a limited number of stores, but an enthusiastic response from fans quickly prompted the company to reverse its decision last night. A spokesperson told The Guardian newspaper that the risk of excessive numbers of customers planning to visit Greggs means it will only do trials behind closed doors to effectively test new safety measures. Guess those sausage roll cravings will just have to wait a little longer. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.